The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Yes, well, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, has got a massive problem on his hands here, selling Europe to the Brits. So there's been a strong reaction to what Adam talked about yesterday, a new European Union membership deal. Adam?
Yeah, problems, of course, with Europe for Margaret Thatcher and John Major, and now for David Cameron. And for starters, we're told that he faces five cabinet ministers openly rebelling against his new deal on membership, that they want out of Europe, essentially. And there's an awful lot of backbench MPs also who say likewise. This renegotiated EU deal was put to Parliament today. The newspaper headlines there, I wonder if David Cameron dared look at the papers. EU are joking. The great delusion. Who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Cameron? That sort of stuff. The Financial Times talked about good progress, but the Sun called it a pile of steaming manure. So you get the idea that there's an awful lot of people to persuade. And also two-thirds of Brits suggesting this was a bad deal in a survey for Sky. So a British exit, Brexit, is absolutely possible.
Lord Lucan is officially dead. A death certificate issued.
Yes. Although, of course, nobody, but 42 years after his mysterious disappearance, Lord Lucan has officially been declared dead. We've got the death certificate granted today. And, of course, 42 years is a long time to have vanished, but Lord Lucan went missing on the night that the family nanny was found murdered and Lady Lucan had been attacked. His car was abandoned 20 miles away, covered in blood, and he was never seen again.
Where is Lady Lucan?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
So this is the son, is it, who applied for the death certificate?
Yes. Exactly that, George Bingham.
That's it.
Now,
and then
all he seems to gain from this is the title, the 8th Earl of Lucan.
Yeah.
But I suppose beyond that, there's a kind of closure here.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, his blood-soaked car was found abandoned in East Sussex, and an inquest jury declared him the killer of the nanny. What was her name? Sandra Rivette.
Yes, and it was thought that he'd mistaken her for his wife, but then his wife was also beaten at the same time. The only thing is, did he walk into the sea and kill himself? Or what about all those sightings in Australia, Paraguay?
I know.
There's still an element of mystery to it, even with the official death certificate.
Yeah, the team here tell me, just a note in my ear, that Lady Lucan is still alive, but this bloke's never been seen, and this is 42 years ago. All right, Adam Gilchrist in London.